Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started.
Hello and welcome to Noise Filter. Today, Hope, my co-host, could not be here. Instead, we have today probably the smartest and brightest person that I know, and that's my wife. Her name is Liana Elliott. Welcome to the show, Liana. Thank you for co-hosting.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Rising RSV cases in children. Hospitals are seeing a major spike in RSV cases for kids and older adults. To remind you all, RSV stands for respiratory syncytial virus. So many common respiratory viruses are currently at high numbers with an earlier start to the cold and flu season that we've seen in years, if not decades. But RSV in particular is causing a never before surge across the country. Seniors are ending up in the hospital for RSV at 10 times the rate before COVID-19, and children at 7 times the previous rate, leading children's hospitals to request an emergency declaration from the president so that they can have access funding to match the need that they currently have. And let me just say, in my hospital practice, I am seeing quite a number of patients that are in the hospital that have RSV. These are adult patients. I'm an adult physician, so I do not take care of children. And I am seeing adults, a number of them, in the hospital for RSV. So this is really, really, really serious. So listen up, y'all.
The RSV virus is a seasonal respiratory virus that typically peaks in January or February, meaning that this influx of cases has come much earlier than we would typically expect. The increase in RSV cases plus the uptick from an earlier flu season has left some hospitals at full capacity. With such high numbers, it is difficult for hospitals to treat everyone the way they normally would. For instance, about 30 kids are being admitted to Yale New Haven's Children's Hospital every day, a rate that has more than doubled over past weeks. At the Connecticut Children's Hospital, the staff is exploring the use of temporary units on the hospital lawn to manage RSV patients and requesting use of additional resources from the state to manage the illness.
With 187 beds, Connecticut Children's Hospital has 17 RSV patients waiting in its emergency room for an inpatient bed and was also seeing roughly 30 new patients daily. The majority of the children are coming in very sick and requiring higher levels of oxygen than they normally would. In most people, RSV goes away on its own, but in some people, particularly the young and the old, it can spread to the lungs and cause even more severe illness. And we saw that with COVID, right? Like, you saw some people that you knew that got COVID and they got it really bad. And then the same people who were in the same room with the same exposure, they never really had any symptoms. They may have tested positive. So it really just drives down to kind of genetics and your immune system. But we are definitely seeing a huge uptick in RSV right now.
So why are we seeing this? Two words: unintended consequences. Because we all banded together to stop the spread of COVID-19, we also ended up stopping the spread of colds and the flu. In fact, the last 2 years saw some of the lowest ever cases of these illnesses. That means that our immune systems weren't being primed for these through repeated light exposures. This left the RSV naive immune system of children's and the less robust immune system of older people at unique risk. So, Dr. Derry, what's the bottom line?
So keep up those health hygiene mechanisms such as washing hands and staying at home if you're worried that you may be sick. We used to repeat it 100 times a day. Together, we can stop the spread, and the same still holds true today. So just real quick, I just also want to just really drive home the notion that RSV is here. And because of the technology that was created from COVID, in other words, we were able to create technology that rapidly developed and had a test for COVID. We use that technology to start testing for other viruses that maybe required more technology, more machinery, and the hospitals weren't necessarily willing to make the investment. And so what happened now is now when we test for COVID, we also test for a number of other viruses at the same time because it's all on one panel. It's a rapid test. But I guess I would tell you that adults could get RSV, but now we definitely know it. And what we're seeing is this huge, huge uptick of RSV in adults. So any thoughts, Liana?
Yeah. So I'm wondering how much of this is, you know, we're finding a lot because now we're testing for it. Do you think that this existed before?
Yes, 100%.
And we just didn't know? What
100%.
Would it
100%.
So before COVID, how would this have showed up for you? Would people just come in with like a pneumonia or something?
So yeah. So let's just say I started practice 20-ish years ago, right? There was no way that to test for viruses. You would treat it as if it were bacterial pneumonia, but it doesn't smell, doesn't feel like a bacterial pneumonia, right? It just feels a little different, but you don't know. You do the sputum, you do the blood cultures, you treat for it as if it were bacterial pneumonia, and then you just move on and eventually just goes away. And then you feel good about yourself because you think it was your antibiotics that saved their lives, right? That did the trick, right? So then about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, companies started to come up with technologies that was able to develop these. They had these panels so that you can just take a sputum or a swab and you can check for all of these different viruses, but they were very, very, very expensive. So a lot of hospitals, especially public hospitals where I work at, Medicaid-based hospitals, there was a very slow uptake on these. And also because it's viruses, you don't really need to know because viruses will eventually go away on its own. You know, it depends on what somebody's immune system is going to do. You're going to still treat it like if it were bacterial pneumonia. But as a result of COVID, what happened was that you started to develop these very, very rapid, cheap tests that utilized that technology. It pushed us to being able to develop a technology. And what we're seeing now is we're testing more and more people for COVID because that's what we're expecting to see. But instead, we're seeing a ton of RSV, which is crazy. And again, we're talking adults. I'm only an adult doctor. So this is only from an adult perspective.
So it's like a little bit of both. It sounds like on the one hand, we're finding a lot more because we're testing a lot more. But on the other hand, we also have not been getting those little mini doses that strengthen our immune system. So when we are exposed, we're getting a lot sicker and ending up in the hospital.
So that's a really, really strong point, Liana. And I tend to think that this is likely to be, and maybe there was a bit of that it was priming, you know, that we weren't getting these little exposures. It's hard to say. It's impossible to say. I don't think it's that, but that's just my educated gut feeling by which there's no science behind it.
So one more question. Is RSV like flu where there's a bad season and a good, like, does it mutate like that?
Yeah.
So like
this
like yet another factor, this could also just be a bad bug this year.
Yes, 100%. You know, so we don't know, but what we do know is that it's here and we definitively have to be aware of it. And
the good news is that we know exactly what to do about it.
Right. So there's a vaccine. Right. So there's a vaccine coming next year. And also even better news is listeners of Noise Filter, in about a week or so or in a couple weeks, we will have a scientist who's a specialist in RSV be coming on and talking to us more specifically about RSV. So we're definitely looking forward to that interview. So stay tuned. Noise Filter will be all over it.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks. and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.